I appreciate moments of silence and breath in worship. And I read a note from another minister who's been visiting other congregations on his vacation time. And he said, the importance of silence in worship, we have to lift that up some more. So I invite you for a moment to take a deep breath in and just sit with a silent moment. There is a wonderful children's novel, a series called Astrid the Astronaut by Ree Neal. The first book was published in 2022. Astrid, a young woman about 10 years old, was determined to be the first astronaut with hearing aids in space. She creates an astronomical grand plan and puts it into action through the Shooting Stars After School Club, dedicated to all things space. Astrid is consumed with a love of stars and planets and space and mystery that the sky provides. She has a dream of exploring space while riding a rocket ship one day. However, her best friend isn't at all interested in space. She likes art. And so the story shifts through the challenges of friendship and the balancing of living out our dreams. From robotic club projects to art shows and the dream of experiencing something much bigger, brighter, and mysterious thousands of miles way up there. If you've ever spent time with a young child, you will likely have a story about wandering together. Young children have such a sense of wonder, whether you're looking up at the sky, checking out a spider in its web, watching a big boat or airplane going by. They notice. They notice the colors, the size, the sounds, and in my experience, they ask a lot of questions. Children have such a sense of openness in what is happening in that very moment. Where could that airplane be going? Which flower will the bee visit next? Why are spiders hairy? Where do waterfalls come from? As we get older, this time of wondering seems to shift away or appear differently. We become a little less curious at times. There are so many mysteries in the world and in our history, shifting beyond our imagination as we read the latest mystery novel, into actual events that happen in front of us that we have no answer for. Things just happen before our eyes. Like in astronomy, in the sky, for those who haven't studied it, we can look up and be amazed by the stars and the planets, especially when we leave the city and the sky fills right up. Or like the deep oceans of the earth, we can be struck by the mystery of sea creatures or geology never seen before. Or stories of the sea, like the Titanic or the submersive. In my visits to Hawaii, my family and I have a favorite spot to visit, away from tourists, only for those with access to military bases. In this particular spot, right on the edge of the ocean, next to the Honolulu runway, where the mongoose prowls, we can watch for the military police boats to zoom by. And when one of those zooms by, you know something big is happening. Either a big marine ship is arriving back into Pearl Harbor, or even more magical, a submarine. I've had good luck over my last few times there, and we've seen two submarines. My dad always says, "This never happens except for when you're here." A submarine arriving back after months or even years on a journey. We never know when they'll disappear or reappear, but they are quite the sight to see, mysterious and filled with stories that we can imagine and that they will never tell. It's also a mystery to me how Navy soldiers can make their way out while submarine is moving and get on top and salute while it's moving in the ocean. When we think of everyday life, there's the more common experience with health news where things are unexplained after a test result, a mystery that no health professional can solve. Living into God's mystery or the mystery of God's presence in our lives is something that we seek out. We sing about it and pray about it all the time. Words like, "Open our hearts, open our minds, open our spirits to you, God, so that we can live into the mystery of your presence." God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes so deep it's hard to describe in words. A profound experience of clarity and purpose. For the summer, we have been living into the summer series of being purveyors of awe, beauty, wonder, meaning, curiosity, feast, and today, mystery. Next week, delight. To live into the call of a spiritual life and be intentional about noticing how these themes weave into our life and how God is right here with us. So let's look at Jesus walking on water. A story we've heard many times before with many layers that we can unpack in all kinds of ways. A story about trusting God and living into our faith with courage. A story about storms in our lives. Storms that come our ways unexpectedly, unplanned bumps along the road, things that puzzle us, problems that come before us, and challenges that hit us like rough waters from side to side. The mysterious journey we call life as purveyors, the call into the mystery of it all. Diana Butler Bass, in her book called Grounded, says, "When it comes to faith, the word mystery is sometimes used as an excuse. At other times, mystery is seen as a sort of riddle. If a curious inquirer only works hard enough, the mystery can be solved. In either case, mystery may be ultimately unknowable or a temporarily annoying puzzle, something we give up with a shrug or something we investigate until we reach a satisfactory conclusion." So I wonder about Peter and the disciples and how they felt watching Jesus approach them while they were in the boat in the storm and Jesus walked on water their way. What does that mean? I wonder how the disciples felt as the first storm arrived and the storms kept coming and coming and coming. And I wonder if you put yourself in that boat, where do you see yourself in this story? What does Jesus walking on water look like today in 2025? The United Church of Canada Creed has one line close to the end that reads, "In life and death, in life without death, God is with us." The life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is full of mystery, full of emotional story, doubt and belief, sadness and joy, all wrapped into one. And when we think about life and death, it isn't so clear. We are born and we will die, but all the years wrapped up in the middle can be intertwined with profound experience, with stormy days, with joy-filled love, with wonderings and questionings about the presence of God, with dreams to be an astronaut one day or an artist, with a whole lot of questioning and doubting in between. The good news, as we know, is through our deepest, darkest, hardest, challenging days, God is right here, offering light and love and reassurance. In my story of life, through the storms in my life, God has ever been so present in the most difficult moments than at other times. Like when I lost my firstborn child and the results came back as unexplained. Still a mystery today, but just one of those pieces where God was right there bearing witness, surrounding me with love and compassion, just like he surrounds you all too. As minister, I have been honored to be a witness in beautiful, mysterious ends of life moments. The sacred time of Christ there in the room with us, sharing the Last Supper, exchanging communion, holding hands and praying together in circle, wrapping someone with a prayer shawl of warmth, massaging the hands of a child of God before they take their last breath. The awe and mystery and beauty that we are called to live into. So like Astrid with her dream of becoming an astronaut, we can overcome our obstacles and find ways to use our God-given gifts as purveyors. Purveyors of Jesus, purveyors on the journey that we follow. Living into the awe and mystery, just like a child, just like young Jesus, we are invited to pause and wonder. Amen.